Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning electrical costs during the summertime. Most of you have probably realized that your electric meters are spinning very quickly with the increase in temperature. Part of that is due to the increased amount of electricity that we utilize to cool the milk, but a majority of that is actually associated with the use of fans to cool our dairy animals. Fan electrical use can range from about 20 to 25% of the total electric usage of a dairy. So how can you control that? Well, you know, as I travel to various dairy farms, one of the things I often notice is the fact that we don't do a very good job of fan maintenance. Just 1/8 of an inch of dust accumulated on the blades and on the housings of the fans can actually reduce their movement of air by 30 to 40%. At the same time, they also will consume more energy. Depending on where your fans are located in your barns, as well as holding pens, will determine whether or not we have excessive accumulation of dirt and dust on those fans. Anytime there's water spray involved, we tend to have more of a problem and thicker buildup. So we need to clean those fans, and often I'm asked, how often should we do that? A great thing would be able to clean those fans about once a month during the summertime. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to do what they can to increase maintenance around the dairy so that they can reduce energy costs and improve the cooling of the cows and the milk.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.